Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 on this Thursday morning as we count down to Memorial Day weekend, which is the unofficial beginning of summer. I guess you could say it's the unofficial beginning of boating season, although it's been so mild this spring. I think a lot of people have had their boats out for several weeks. This week, however, is National Safe Boating Week, and here to talk more about that, about boating safety from the Port Huron Sail and Power Squadron. Commander Dale Lashbrook. Dale, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss boating and water safety with your listeners this morning. We at the Power Squadron, or Port Huron Sail and Power Squadron, we prefer to try to treat every week as Safe Boating Week and not just 1 week out of the year. But the guest yesterday, Mr. Thomas from the Coast Guard, mentioned vessel safety checks, or VSCs as the acronym is, and I just wanted your listeners to know that the local Power Squadron is the local facilitator for those VSCs in this area, and they can be obtained. You can have a free vessel safety check by just calling area code 810-982-2416. That's our telephone number. And or you can also register for one at our website, which is www.phpsd9.com. And we're more than happy to arrange a vessel safety check for you.
Well, yeah, it's so important to make sure that you're safe when you go out, and that's what the what the Port Huron Sail and Power Squadron is really all about, is making sure that everybody can enjoy the waterways, but do so in a safe manner.
Exactly. We've of course, encourage safe boating, and that's through education and our programs like the vessel safety checks, and basically education and awareness, and that's our primary thing. A couple of things I wanted to point out to your listeners this morning is there's a new federal regulation that has gone into effect April 1st, and it requires any operator of a vessel with 3 horsepower or more and less than 26 feet in length to use the safety or engine safety cutoff link if the vessel is so equipped. And what that does is that if for some reason, and a little bit later we'll talk about some of those going overboard things, but if the operator were to be thrown from the boat or has some type of difficulty, and that cutoff switch stops the engine, and that. So the as I said, that's a requirement now on any boat that's so equipped that has 3 horsepower or more and less than 26 feet in length. So that can, there more can find out about that at the on the Coast Guard link and the Coast Guard website.
Right.
Another interesting, the latest statistics we have on accidents and unfortunately boating fatalities is 2019. The 20 data is not yet assembled. But the interesting part of it is in the last 20 years, boating accidents have decreased by about 46%. But unfortunately, the deaths related to boating accidents have only decreased by about 13%. Last year, there were over 600 boating fatalities, and nearly 4,200 boating accidents. And some of the causes of those accidents or the factors contributing to them, I should say, is the primary one was basically just operator inattention, not paying attention to what you're doing. And another factor was improper lookout. You always, either as the operator, certainly should be looking out, but as the as a passenger or person, should also be watching around for other boats and situations that mm-hmm. could cause a problem. The other one is, the third one, strangely in the line, was operator inexperience, and that's where the Power Squadron offers classes through the fall and the winter, and we've just wrapped up our education season. We're all boaters. We like to boat,
right.
So we try not to schedule too many classes during the summer. But again, by the calling that number that we talked about, you can schedule a class, and hopefully that those accidents that are caused by operator inexperience mm-hmm. will go down. The fourth one on the list was is excessive speed.
Yeah.
That, I think, speaks for itself. It's,
yep.
you know, excessive speed in an automobile or boat or same thing is you know, always leads to a problem. The fifth item and the contributing factors to accidents, it was alcohol use. But something that's interesting to look at is that it was the leading factor in nearly a quarter of the deaths that occurred.
Mm.
So even though it might be the fifth contributing factor to accidents, alcohol use and operating a boat, of course, the same rules apply on the water that apply in your automobile, the same levels of alcohol and whatnot.
Right.
Of course, we encourage, hey, if you're operating the boat, you know, don't be drinking. If you're, when you tie it up to the dock, hey, party all you want.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been known to do that. But I think we try to not use the alcohol when we're operating and responsible for that boat.
Right.
There are five fatal types of boating accidents, and those were kind of interesting. And interesting, they're tragic, I guess. Not I guess, they are. But the number one cause of boating fatalities was falling overboard.
Hmm.
And that was 31%. There were nearly 613 deaths last year, or in 19. And 430 of those deaths were from drownings. Once they had, for the various reasons that they were in the water, and that's nearly three quarters of the deaths were from drowning. 80% of those people that drowned weren't wearing a life jacket,
yep.
And that we encourage that whenever you're on the water. Certainly, children under the age of 6 are required to have a life jacket on when they're in an open boat or above in the cockpit area of any vessel or watercraft. But I was talking 189 people fell overboard,
mm.
And again, as I said, more people, 189 of those deaths were caused by people falling overboard.
Right.
The other one that was a surprising one for me to see was called departed vessel, and that's where an individual voluntarily jumps over, jumps off the boat into water or so on.
Right.
And there were 53 deaths that occurred for diving into shallow water,
oh,
or diving in, somehow being diving off the boat and being injured or actually killed after after that. There were 45 deaths occurred from the boat being swamped, and that could have been by someone else's wake.
Yeah.
It could have been by a malfunction in the one of the fittings or something in the boat where the boat begins to take on water. And again, the boat, most boats won't actually sink, but they, because they'll maintain enough flotation to stay. You know, so, but people try to, you know, swim for shore or do things like that, and distances over water are very, very deceiving.
Mm.
And they try to go for try to swim to something that they feel is safe, and don't make it. Again, not wearing a life jacket was contributory to that. The fourth item, with collisions with a fixed object, something, again, people over their speed, overrunning their visibility, not paying attention to what was going on, again, going back to that operator inattention thing. And then the fifth item was 33 deaths occurred from people being ejected from the vessel. They hit the boat strikes bottom. It's too sharp of a turn, and they're thrown somehow from the boat. And in many cases, people are run over by their own boat, and that's kind of tragic. So we try to make people aware and just. Be aware of what your of every circumstances around you and so on. So
I think if people just think about that before they head out, the things that could go wrong, it'll make them a little bit more aware.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The awareness factor. Just be aware. And again, the prudent use of alcohol. Again, we discourage the operators at all to use it, but while operating. But prudent use of alcohol, because remember, again, 25 or nearly 25% of those deaths, those 613 deaths, were attributed to alcohol use, and again. 75% of them deaths were from drownings, and 80% of those people didn't have life jackets on. So, I guess to boil it down, please drink very responsibly and wear your life jacket.
Yeah, simple solutions to stay safe. Dale, one more time, how do people go about scheduling a safety inspection with the Port Huron Sail and Power Squadron?
You can schedule a safety inspection or a vessel safety call our number. Again, those inspections are free. Our number is area code 810-982-2416. And that is forwarded to various members of the squadron. It's answered pretty much most of the waking day. I don't call it 3 a.m. expect us to answer it, but but the rest of the time, the waking period of the day. The other one is on our own website. If you go down, if you scroll down through our website, it's at www.phpsd9.com. And you can schedule a vessel safety check, from there, and that'll. So.
Good, good, Dale. We appreciate you keeping everybody safe out there. We hope that this is a good, fun, and safe boating season coming up.
Certainly, that's what we work. We work year round toward that end, and we like to say. We save lives. We just don't know when it happens because the accident never happened.
There you go. That's fantastic. Yep. Dale, thanks so much. We really appreciate the information this morning.
Thank you.
Take care.
Paul. Thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Bye.